For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home boys suffering a tough loss to Bentonville West, 52-47. The same margin of same margin that Mountain Home beat Bentonville West by in the Citizens Bank and Trust tournament over at Van Buren. But this time it was Bentonville West getting the better of the Bombers. Looking at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home had two players in double figures. Luke Cruz led the way with 12 points and 11 for Colton Peters. And then 6 points each for Matt Jones and Wyatt Gilbert. Five on the night for Baylor Cresilius. Also three for Hunter Bashirs and two each for Talon Benton and Jeff Hodges. For Bentonville West, two players in double figures as well, and they were both the Bailey kids. Dylan Bailey led the way with 14 points, Dawson Bailey with a dozen. And then 7 points each for Tucker Sloboda and Cade Ruffner. 4 points on the night for, 5 points on the night for Brendan Honeycutt, four for Jonas Hickson before he fouled out. By the way, Dawson Bailey fouled out as well. And then 2 points on the night for Traven Hardiman and one for Riley Bacino. The count of Mountain Home with 14 turnovers in this contest. Bentonville West with 10. Two ties and four lead changes in the contest. Most of them early on in the game. And again, Mountain Home falls by five. And they are now 2-6 on the season. And Bentonville West is going to improve 2-4-4. So again, Mountain Home boys lose to Bentonville West 52-47, and the Lady Bombers defeat the Lady Wolves by a count of 55-42. Our next broadcast will come this coming Thursday. It'll be their next road test for Mountain Home as they take on the Cyclones of Russellville, and this will be the last game for the Bombers and Lady Bombers before they come back the following Thursday to the hangar and begin hosting the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. And I would love to see you out there if you can make a lot of good action for that. So that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio, and I also want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. This broadcast has been brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Be sure to tune in for our next broadcast that is scheduled for Thursday, December 20th at Russellville with tip-off scheduled at 6 p.m. Thank you for listening once again. This has been a broadcast of Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7, your voice for the Bombers.